worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We invite you to look with us in the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which are above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth," and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures, and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Verses 1 through 31, Genesis chapter 1. Father, we thank you for the wonderful, the powerful, and the wondrous story of creation as found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And Lord, thank you for all the rest of the chapters throughout all the rest of your word, each of which is powerful, each of which has anointing on it, each of which has great grace found within it. Father, with every passing day, help each and every one of us to grow greatly in our love for your word and our commitment to read and meditate and draw in your word each and every day. Lord, help us to more and more make it a high priority for ourselves and for our families to make time in your word one of the high priorities of our day every single day. Help us to know, Lord, that it's a great privilege, an honor, a blessing, and a source of strength and grace and so much more. Help us to never, ever make the mistake of feeling like it's not that important. Thank you for your word and the precious gift it is to each and every one of us. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you listening in. We want to invite you to help us to open the floodgates, the Bibles for Africa campaign. And we're in the midst of that very important campaign, and we'd like to invite you to join us and be a part of that. Let's open the floodgates and pour God's word onto the continent of Africa in greater and greater measure. We'd like to invite you to partner with us and the Ministry of Bible League International to share the gift of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only 1 in 10 believers on the continent of Africa have his or her own copy of the Word of God. 50 million Christians in Africa lack their own Bible. Now, in our culture, most people have several Bibles in their home, but that's not true on the continent of Africa. There are many, many Africans in need of having a Bible. They need the Bible to help quench the spiritual thirst amongst their lands and their people. Many just can't afford to buy one, and thousands of churches are asking for help. They need Bibles for new believers and for those who have yet to hear the gospel. Because so many people are becoming Christians throughout the continent of Africa, the demand for Bibles is very, very high, and the thirst for God's word is intense. Church planters and pastors say that the fields are white for harvest, but they need Bibles to lead people to Christ. Please help us open the floodgates and saturate Africa, the continent of Africa, with God's precious word. Your gift of $5, it's a gift that can help transform lives through God's precious word. And our goal here at Urban Family and American Family Association is to provide 15,000 Bibles. And with a limited amount of time, we have a match that's going on. Through every gift given, we'll be actually sending twice as many Bibles. So your gift, in a sense, is doubled. If you want to participate, you can call this number, 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD. And you can give online by visiting AFR.net. Again, at AFR.net. Remember this, $25 provides 5 Bibles, $50 provides 10 Bibles, $100 provides 20 Bibles. Again, join the Bible League International along with us, and let's flood the whole continent of Africa with God's wonderful word to help meet the increasing demand for the precious word of God. Once again, that number, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talking. Today, specifically, we want to invite you to focus on this topic, which is simple in nature, but it's a very important one, the topic of the weapon of reading and meditating on God's Word. Again, the weapon of reading and meditating on God's Word. Now, keep in mind, to simply read and meditate on Scripture may not, for many believers, may not even think of that as a weapon, but in reality, it really is a very important weapon. Keep in mind, it's a weapon, and it's many other things as well, but it's so important for every believer to understand the need for us to have that habit of reading and meditating on God's Word every single day. You know, we live in a world that's very, very busy. We all have lots to do, and typically we have many things to do from the moment we wake up in the morning till we go to bed at night after having spent a full day doing lots and lots of things. But an important question is, what all did we accomplish in the course of a day? What did you do that was really important? Now, of course, lots of folks would say, well, everything I do is important. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. The fact is, we live in a world where lots of people, lots of human beings, sometimes we waste a lot of time. We do things and we spend our time, our effort, and our energy doing things that really don't amount to much. And remember this, wasted time is wasted life. The Bible tells us to redeem the time. In other words, maximize the time you have in this world and in your lifetime. Make the most of it. And one of the ways whereby you do that is by spending time one-on-one with your Heavenly Father, reading and meditating on God's Word. So if you don't have the habit of reading the Word of God, reading the Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. But remember this, when you spend time reading and meditating on God's Word, amongst other things, the act of reading and meditating on God's Word is a very, very fruitful activity, and it's putting to work a very powerful weapon in your life. So today we want you to focus on that and really concentrate on better understanding that important topic. So again, the topic for today is the weapon of reading and meditating on God's Word. One of the most fruitful, empowering, and helpful spiritual exercises or activities we can carry out in our lives is simply this, simply spending time one-on-one with the Heavenly Father reading His Word. Remember this, that when you're reading the Bible, the Creator of the universe is talking directly to you. It's helpful to think of the Bible as being like a microphone directly from God talking to your life, because that's really what it is. God is talking to you. But remember, when God talks to you, He's not just giving information. Now, that all by itself would be very, very valuable. When God speaks to us through His Word, the information He shares is very valuable all by itself. But remember this, when you're reading the Word of God, it's a whole lot more than simply God giving you information. Remember, when you read God's Word, it's actually helping you. You're actually drawing closer to God. You're spending time with Him. And when you're reading His Word, God is pouring grace into your mind, your spirit, and your life. Now, the fact is, you need that. I need that. We all really do need that. So it's good to think of the Bible as being like a bottle of grace. And when you read it, it's like pouring that grace into your mind and your heart. And it's as if every day God would ask the question, how much do you want? So an important question to ask yourself is, how much time do I spend reading my Bible every day? Now, the fact is, it's important for you to answer that question honestly for yourself, just between you and the Lord. Because in a public setting, tragically, like if you ask that question, obviously people, they want to impress. As human beings, we want to impress each other. So sometimes people will even lie about things like that because they want to be impressive. But the reality is, ask yourself the question, how much time do I spend every day reading and meditating on God's Word? Parents, ask yourself the question, how much time do my children spend reading and meditating on God's Word? Well, both of those are very, very important questions. And it's important that we have good answers. Now, the fact is, if you know you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. I often encourage believers to have a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. 3 chapters is a good basic spiritual meal. But remember this, when you're reading the Word of God, just many important spiritual things are going on in your mind, your heart, and your life when you're reading His Word. So I want to encourage you, if you're not already, today is a good day to start that habit of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. Now, keep this in mind. Sometimes people use audio Bibles, that is, a Bible that's recorded in some form, and they just turn it on and listen, for example, when you're working at home or when you're resting or relaxing or maybe when you're driving down the highway, you have your radio on or your CD player on playing an audio Bible. That's good and that's fine. It's very wise. In fact, I would encourage every believer to invest in some form of audio Bible where you can listen to the reading of God's Word while you're getting ready in the morning to go to work, to go to school, while you're driving down the highway. Again, that's a wise thing to do, but never let listening to the Word replace the opportunity to read the Word of God. Now, of course, if a person, for one reason or another, are not able to read, to physically read the Word of God, the audio listening is very important. It's very wise, but keep in mind, nothing should ever replace the reading of God's Word if you're able to read. And the audio listening should supplement your reading time, but nothing should ever replace the time of reading God's Word one-on-one. Lord, thank you for the opportunity, the privilege of being able to open your Word every single day and spend time one-on-one with you, reading and meditating on your Word. Help us to grow in our love for your Word and our commitment to read it. And help us to be faithful to teach and train our children to read it every day as well. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
America's first black president is responsible for tarnishing the civil rights movement. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. On May 4th, President Obama's Department of Justice threatened the state of North Carolina, saying its law that requires men to use men's restrooms violates the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The Obama administration is resolute in its commitment to impose its radical cultural transformation upon America's citizens. This commitment is now being demonstrated by abusing the Civil Rights Act. The Department of Justice has hijacked a movement that was based on biblical morality then to oppose biblical morality now. Congratulations, Mr. President. You've effectively soiled Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net. For more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
The women's ministry at my church recently had a chat and chew. It was all the women of the church, specifically mothers and daughters, but included older and younger women. The chat part was the older women 25 and up sharing with the younger women some of their testimonies. The desire was to help them understand that they didn't have to go through girl things alone, that there was somebody who understood where they were and had been there before. It was a great encouragement for everyone. The chew part was a time of fellowship and food. We mingled, we laughed, we talked, and of course, we ate. I came away from the chat and chew really glad that I had pressed my way to get there. I said all of that to say this: everything that you go through is purposed for your life and designed for you to help bring someone else out. Don't allow the enemy to make you ashamed of your journey so that you keep silent about how God has kept you and brought you out. Share with the younger women so that they know that they can make it too. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
I believe one of the greatest needs for this generation is for men to be men.
Pastor, author, musician, Carl King.
Men have lost their initiative and they're spending time in games and pornography, and the culture is vomiting this out and many men are just sucking it up. But I think that the Word of God, and I think that our culture is asking for men to step up and say, okay, I'm gonna use that manliness that God has given me. I'm gonna be a provider. I'm going to be a help. I'm going to be a protector. I'm gonna stand up. I'm not gonna use and exploit women. By me being self-controlled and self-disciplined, I'm gonna change the world.
Advancing truth, wisdom, and empowerment. UrbanFamilyTalk.com. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strong. questions go unanswered, and your prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven.
The music of Babbie Mason, the song Pray On. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. You're on Urban Family Talk. Today we're looking at the topic of the weapon of reading and meditating on God's precious word. And I want to remind and encourage you that it's so important for us to understand as believers that we should never take the privilege and the opportunity to read God's word for granted. Just like we're in the midst of a campaign of working alongside the Bible League in helping to get more Bible onto the continent of Africa. Well, the fact is there are many people that they don't have a copy of the Bible, never have owned a copy. And yet, again, typically in our culture, most households have several Bibles. But, you know, if the truth be told, often some of those Bibles are collecting dust. Some of them believers rarely, if ever, open them and begin to read them. Again, if you're not reading your Bible every day, you're missing out on a whole lot. There's so many good things God does in us and through us. But let me remind you once again, if you'd like to be a part of the Open the Floodgates campaign of helping to get more Bibles onto the continent of Africa, into the hands of people, some of which who have never had one, we invite you to partner with us and the Bible League International to do just that. Again, partner with us and the Bible League to share the gift of the gospel of Jesus Christ, copies of the Bible, the Word of God. Only 1 in 10 believers in Africa have his or her own copy of the Bible. Again, 50 million Christians on the continent of Africa lack their own set of the scriptures. So, again, help us to do that. Again, if you'd like to be a part of that, remember your $1 gift will help transform the life of an individual, helping them to receive a Bible of their own. That number is 1-800-YES-WORD. Again, that's 1-800-YES-WORD. And you can give online by visiting AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Once again, the number is 1-800-YES-WORD. Let me remind you, too, that it's important to know, too, that there are a number of great and wonderful reasons why you and I should be reading God's Word every day. Remember, it's through the Word of God, God's Word, number one, God's Word tells us genuinely how to be saved. And remember this, that, again, there are lots of religion out there, but religion has never, ever saved anyone. It's through coming into a right relationship with Jesus Christ and receiving Him as Lord and Savior. That's how a person can come to be saved and come to become a part of the family of God. Well, number one, reading God's Word every day is important because it's a book, it's a source that tells us the genuine way to be saved. Again, that's through Jesus Christ. The second reason as to why you and I should read God's Word daily is because God's Word gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. A third reason to why we should read the Word of God daily is, remember, reading God's Word daily, it empowers your prayer life. It helps you to pray so much more effectively. To pray according to the Word of God is according to the will of God. And when you pray according to God's will, God always hears us. A fourth reason as to why we should read God's Word every day is because reading God's Word daily sharpens your ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more and more clearly in your life. In other words, reading God's Word turns the volume of the Holy Spirit's voice up louder and louder in your life. And the fact is we all need to be hearing. We should strive to be hearing more and more clearly from God every single day. A fifth reason as to why we should read God's Word daily is because reading God's Word daily ministers to your mind, your body, and your spirit. God's Word ministers to your entire being. And so that's another reason. A sixth reason is it helps you maintain your mental health. According to Dr. Paul Meyer, a Christian psychiatrist, he said the number one thing a person could do to maintain their mental health was read God's Word every single day. So if you don't read the Bible every day, but for any other reason, but so that you don't go crazy, that's a good reason. Now, very seriously, remember this. Stress is bad for you. Too much stress can be bad for us mentally, spiritually, and otherwise as well. But keep in mind, stress sometimes can come heavily upon most anyone if we allow it to. But reading God's Word ministers peace to your mind and your body and your spirit. And so, again, if you don't read God's Word any other reason but so that you won't lose your mind, that's a great motivation to read His Word every single day. A seventh reason as to why we should read God's Word daily is because reading the Word of God daily increases God's anointing on every part of your life. An eighth reason to read the Word daily is because it increases your wisdom in every part of life. Remember, God's Word is a book full of wisdom. And the Bible lets us know in the book of Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Proverbs is a wonderful book to give you wisdom for every part of life. And I'm reminded of this truth that many years ago, Dr. Billy Graham established a habit of reading a proverb every night before he would go to bed. And that blessed him down through the years in his life, in his family's life, and in his ministry as well. I would encourage and challenge you to start that same habit of reading a proverb every night. Remember, there are 31 proverbs, so you can go through the whole book by reading a single proverb every single night before you go to sleep. Well, that's a wise thing to do. Much wisdom, much insight, much truth about life can be shared in reading through specifically through the book of Proverbs. So again, reading the Word daily, as we said with number 8, it increases your wisdom in every part of life. A ninth reason to read God's Word daily is because it enhances your intellect and your personality. Remember, reading God's Word daily can actually increase your IQ. Well, you might say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, remember, God's Word has anointing on it. Anointing is a measured portion of the Spirit of God. And so when you read God's Word, God's anointing enhances what is inside of you. And so, again, if you read the Word daily, it actually can increase your intellect and your IQ. Now, I'm not saying how many points it'll increase it. I don't know. But it might be different for different people. But the fact is, God's Word, reading God's Word daily, again, pours grace into your life. It pours more of God's anointing in your life. And remember, God's anointing enhances whatever God has already placed inside of you, your heart, your mind, and your entire being. And then a tenth reason as to why we should read God's Word daily. We should read the Word of God daily because it pours grace, peace, mercy, and joy into your mind, your spirit, and your life. You need to do that. Let me say this too to every parent listening as well. Parents, obviously, we love our children. We want the best for our children. We would be willing to give our lives for the sake of our children if the need arose to do that. Well, parents, one of the most loving and fruitful things we can do for our children is to teach and to train them to read God's Word every single day. Remember, God's Word is many things, but amongst others, God's Word is like a bottle of grace. And when you read the Word of God, it's literally pouring that grace into your mind, your heart, and your spirit. Again, you need it, I need it, we all need it, but parents, our children need that as well. God's Word also is pure light. The Word of God is pure light. So when you're helping your children to read and meditate on God's Word, you're pouring light into their mind, their heart, and their spirit. They need that. One reason as to why they really very much need that is because we live in a world so full of darkness. There's lots of darkness on television, lots of darkness in movies, lots of darkness in videos that people watch, lots of darkness in video games and all sorts of entertainment, lots of darkness across the internet. So when our children are, again, they're facing many of these things and consuming so much of this. Remember, that darkness is getting inside of our children too, if we allow it. Darkness being poured into their minds and their hearts and their thinking and their thought processes. And they don't need that darkness, but the darkness is being poured in through so many different sources. Well, remember, God's Word is pure light. So parents, when we help our children to begin to read and meditate on the Word of God every single day, we're helping our children to pour the God's light and grace and peace into their mind and their heart. Again, they need that. So parents, from even at a very young age, as our children are just beginning, even as they're just beginning to learn to read, help them to begin to learn to read their Bibles. Now, let me say a word about translations. Now, some people are very much caught up on certain translations. Some believers feel like you should read only King James and nothing else. Well, let me be real clear about this. King James is a good translation of the Bible. It's a wonderful translation. It is Old English, and we don't speak Old English. So now, King James is good, and if that's what you want to use, wonderful. But personally, I would really recommend that you consider using a New King James Bible because it's a little easier to read, but it contains much of the same form and shape of the King James translation. But there are other wonderful translations out there that are a little easier to read than King James might be sometimes. The New Living Translation is a very easy-to-read translation that I think is a great, excellent translation of the Bible. I think it's a good tool to give to children. Now, keep in mind, you might say, well, why don't we just give children King James? You can give your child King James if you really want to. But remember, it's Old English. And I've been a pastor for most of the last 40 years, but I like to read an easier reading translation. Again, the New King James is a good translation. The New Living Translation is a good one. And as far as our children are concerned, I think the approach there is put the cookies down on the shelf where the children can reach them. Get them a translation they can easily understand. So I would highly recommend the New Living Translation. It's a great translation to buy to your children. And parents, we're wise to help and train them to begin to read the Word daily. In fact, when they're young, it's a very good habit for you to call your children to the living room and say, Johnny, Debbie, Greg, Bobby, read for Dad, read for Mom, and let them read through three chapters out loud. Now, keep in mind, some may say, oh, three chapters is way too much for a child. No, it's not, parents. And you need to understand, no, it is not. Our children sit through 30-minute sitcoms and sometimes two-hour movies. It doesn't take but maybe 15 minutes or so to read through three chapters. And remember, when your child is reading the Word of God, when they're reading the Word of God out loud to you, that may be the most valuable 15 minutes of their entire day. Why? Because when they're reading the Bible, the Creator of the universe is talking to them. And He's not just talking to them. He's pouring grace, peace, light, joy, and power and blessing into their mind and their heart. Parents, our children need that. They need that more than they need so many of the other things that they're experiencing on a daily basis. And so it's important to know, too, that God is the best thing in the world for our children. And the Word of God is the best thing in the world for our children as well. So let's teach and train our children to read God's Word every single day. And remember, it doesn't take a very, very long time necessarily at all to read out loud, but it's wise to take time to do that. Now, a short psalm, Psalm 100, it's a short psalm. It's easily memorized, but also it's a psalm that it's a good one to have children to memorize as well. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. A very short psalm. Doesn't take long at all to read. It's a good psalm to have your children to read out loud to you. Now, parents, if you want to have them read Psalm 100, that one we just went through, out loud three times, you can do that. Now, you'd be wise to change it up some, but allow them to read it out loud to you. It doesn't take long at all, but remember, when they're reading God's Word, it will bless them, it will strengthen them, and encourage them as well. Psalm 23 is short, but it too is a great one to have children read and memorize. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, thank You for the opportunity that You give us as parents to teach and train our young children to read Your Word every single day. Lord, help us to be wise enough to make it a high priority to turn off lots of these electronic things and let our children come and read Your precious and wonderful Word out loud to us and thus be blessed by the blessing that comes from reading Your Word. We thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession on Urban Family Talk as we talk about the weapon of reading and meditating on God's Word. We'll be right back.
I joined a gang at 12 years old, and it felt like I couldn't go to school without being high. I knew that if I would have stayed out there, I'd probably end up dead in the streets. Thankfully, I came to Teen Challenge, and I'm finally free.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. Our country is suffering because of lack of leadership, division, and a disdain for godliness. Urban Family Talk exists to be a prophetic voice as we speak on matters of religion, family, and culture. We will not be silent on issues plaguing our communities today as we sound the alarm of truth, wisdom, and empowerment. Join the movement at UrbanFamilyTalk.com. Yeah, 'cause I'm a businessman.
I said I handle my business, man. I believe one of the greatest needs for this generation is for men to be men.
Pastor, author, musician, Carl King.
Men have lost their initiative and they're spending time in games and pornography, and the culture is vomiting this out and many men are just sucking it up. But I think that the Word of God, and I think that our culture is asking for men to step up and say, okay, I'm gonna use that manliness that God has given me. I'm gonna be a provider, I'm going to be a help, I'm going to be a protector, I'm gonna stand up. I'm not gonna use and exploit women. By me being self-controlled and self-disciplined, I'm gonna change the world.
Advancing truth, wisdom, and empowerment. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Dr. Tony Evans says, if you're not feeling the victory, maybe it's because you missed out on the battle. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Acts 26:18 says, anybody who comes to Jesus Christ is delivered from the domain of the devil. God set you free. You say, well, why am I still in jail? Because you've been used to being in jail so long, you don't know how to walk out when the door flies open. You've been used to being in bondage. He says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You say, but I try to fight the devil and I lose. That's exactly right. Because verse 10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. It is when God fights the battle for you, not when you fight the battle for you, that you win against the evil one. We have too many Christian civilians and not enough Christian soldiers. If you are a Christian soldier, the government that you're fighting for has to put clothes on your back, food on your stomach, and bullets in your gun, because you're a soldier. But if you're a civilian, then you are on your own, because you're not part of this battle. Some of us want to jump in a soldier's uniform when we run into a problem, rather than understanding you're not supposed to take off your soldier's uniform, soldier. You're in a war.
Learn how to experience the victory Jesus has already won for you. Get a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, and find new hope whether you're dealing with relational concerns or tougher issues like sexual or emotional problems, substance abuse, and so on. Visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make your request. That's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Where we'll be saved. I pray we'll find your light.
I pray we'll find your light.
And hold it in our heart.
And hold it in our heart.
When stars go out each night.
Stars go out each night.
Remind us where you are.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be.
The music of Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams, the song simply entitled The Prayer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Today we're looking at the topic of the weapon of reading and meditating on God's Word. Remember this, like it or not, all of life really is spiritual warfare. And some things greatly enhance and empower us to be more effective soldiers in the army of God. Some things don't do much for us, and some things actually hinder us. Well, this is one of those activities that God calls every believer to, that of reading and meditating on God's Word, that equips you very, very well for the battlefield of life. Remember, simply reading and meditating on God's Word empowers us in so, so many ways. So it's important for us to recognize that we live in a world full of weapons of mass distractions, things that are put out there to distract you from really pursuing God. Well, one of the ways whereby you and I passionately pursue God and run after drawing closer to God and living more for Him is the habit of reading God's Word every day. Remember, when you're reading God's Word, when you're reading and meditating on it, there are many things, important things happen. And amongst other things, remember, reading God's Word is actually, amongst other things, it's a form of prayer as well. That is, prayer with a wider definition of prayer. It's helpful to think of prayer as being our intimate walk with God. So when you're reading and meditating on the Word of God, you're, in a sense, praying. You're specifically listening to God. Remember, a big part of prayer is not just talking to God, it's also listening to God. So think of your time in the Word of God as a form of prayer as well, a time of spending one-on-one time with your Heavenly Father in prayer when you read His precious Word. So make that an important goal. And I want to remind you, too, again, I was speaking a few moments ago about different translations of Scripture. Understand this. Dr. Woodrow Crowell made a statement once. He said, the best translation is the one you're going to read. Well, there are a number of good translations out there, but you know, sometimes people may have three or four different translations of the Bible, and all three or four of them are at home collecting dust. Well, remember, if you don't open them and read them, no translation is going to help you. You need a Bible that's a good translation that you're going to take time to open and read every single day. I'm reminded of an instance where I met a gentleman once on out in the square of a large city, and we got to talking about the King James Bible. And keep in mind, King James is a wonderful translation of Scripture. Please don't misunderstand me. It's older English, and again, if someone were to ask me my opinion, I would encourage an easier translation to understand. But now, if they insist on King James, great. It's a great translation of the Word of God, and reading it, any person can come to receive Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. But again, if you were to ask my opinion, typically I would point you to an easier translation to read. Well, in this case, for a long time he was advocating the King James and only the King James, and he felt adamant about it that he would never recommend any other Bibles, just King James, nothing but the King James. Well, finally, before we ended our conversation, I asked him, well, do you read your Bible every day? His response was, well, no, but I only believe in the King James, just the King James. Well, King James is great, but you need to read the King James if that's the one you believe in. But read the translation, the good translation of Scripture that you have. Don't let it sit at home and collect dust. Open the Word of God and spend time with the Word, the Lord, one-on-one. Now, keep in mind, in the book of John chapter 10, I'm going to share a short passage, but a touching passage, but also a passage that's easy, fairly basic and easy to understand for an adult or a child as well. This is John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep, and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own." Verses 1 through 14, John chapter 10. Father, again, thank you for your word. Thank you for the gift your word is to each and every one of us. And Lord, help us with every passing day to grow in our understanding of the very importance of us more and more making it one of the high priorities of our lives to read and meditate and really spend time with you as we read and meditate on your word every single day. Lord, help us to not fool ourselves into thinking that we're too busy to read your word. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that we make time for what is first and what is most important to us. Help us to learn to make our time in your word first and to make it one of the high priorities of our day every single day. We thank you and praise your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we're looking today at the topic of the weapon of reading and meditating on God's word. And for many believers, you really should just start the habit today. In fact, you should pray and say, "Lord, help me to start that habit of reading my Bible every single day." Remember this, our lives are full of habits, whether we realize it or not. There are lots of things that we do, certain things we do every day. For example, people typically will brush their teeth every day, and they'll shower or bathe every day, or they'll get dressed every day, get up and go to work every day, or get up and go to school. Well, some would say, are those really habits? If you do them every day, they become habits. Our lives are full of habits. But remember, some of the most important and critical habits in our lives are spiritual habits. And one of those needs to be reading God's word every day. As I spoke of earlier and often speak of, I would encourage you, if you haven't done this already, to start reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every single day. Doesn't take long, but it's a wonderful way to help you to grow and grow consistently in the Lord every single day. So I want to encourage you to consider doing just that. Now, I really want to emphasize this. Parents, there's so much we just really need to do to really help and encourage our children along these lines. Because remember, our children live in a very, very dark world, as I was speaking of earlier. And many children are drowning in darkness. Darkness floods into their minds through the television and through, again, the video games they're playing, the things they're watching. And some of those same children may have little or no input from the Word of God. Parents, we have to be deliberate about doing this. It doesn't happen by itself. It doesn't happen by accident. If you're not deliberate about helping your children get into the Word of God, don't expect it to happen by accident. Typically, that's just not going to happen. So parents, let's be deliberate enough to turn off the television and turn off the MP3 player, turn off the video games, and turn off all the electronic devices. Now, the sad reality is, if you've not done it before and you begin to do it prayerfully and carefully, because some children may go through what appears to be withdrawal symptoms from having all the electronic devices turned off. But you need to help wean them off all the electronics and let them simply be able to open God's word and read. Because remember, nothing will bless them more than God's precious word. So we've got to make that a high priority, parents. Our children need a lot of help because we live in a world that's so dark. And as I said, too many children are drowning in darkness. That's the whole world they live in. It's darkness that's being poured into them through so many different forms of media, through the cell phones that they have oftentimes, access to all sorts of darkness that will just plunge them deeper and deeper into the abyss of darkness. Yet God's word is pure light. It will give guidance and direction. It can help them in every part of life. And remember, they need to read and meditate on God's word, but also pray for God to help them to really grasp what they learn, because the word of God guides us to know what's right, what's wrong, what's good, and what's bad. We live in a world where too many times The world will say things that are wrong are right, and they'll say things that are right are wrong. And we need to have an anchor, a steady foundation that will help us know what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad as well. You know, the Ten Commandments are found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. We're going to take a moment to pray the Ten Commandments, and this is one more exercise, again, drawn straight from the Word of God, praying the Ten Commandments. That's a wise thing for each of us as individual believers to do. But parents, let's take a tool like this from God's Word to teach our children and not only have them to pray the Ten Commandments, take time to go read through the Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, and talk about what each one means. Your children need to know what each of the commandments means for their good and to bless them in their lives as well. Let's take time now to pray through the Ten Commandments. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Help us, Lord, today to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us, Lord, to not kill. Help us, Lord, to not commit adultery. Lord, help us to tell the truth and help us to not covet. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, again, parents, that exercise, again, praying the Ten Commandments. Of course, the Ten Commandments come straight from the Word of God. Teach your children to pray the Ten Commandments every day. How long does it take? Maybe all of 60 seconds. We can make time to do something like that. But also, along with teaching them to pray the Ten Commandments, be sure that you make time as dad or mom to go through the Ten Commandments so that your children know what each one means, that they know thou shalt not steal, that if it's not theirs, leave it alone. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Sex is for married people to be between a husband and a wife, not between boyfriend and girlfriend, friends and friends, not between men and women, two men and two women. It's important for us to know what God's Word says. It also tells us to not take God's name in vain. God's name is not a cuss word. God's name is to be used in prayer. All of the commandments are important. They teach us about God, and they point us to God. They help us to learn to walk with God. Be sure, parents, to take time to teach your children the Ten Commandments, teach them to pray the Ten Commandments, and help and guide them to read God's Word every single day. On a daily basis, call them into the room and let them read for you. That habit will bless them tremendously. Thank you, Lord, for your Word and the chance for us to read it every day. Thank you for the chance for us to teach and train our children to read your Word every single day. Help us to put the weapon of your Word to work daily as we read and meditate on your Word each and every day. We thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, if you haven't started the habit of reading 3 chapters a day every day, today is a good day to start that habit. I hope you'll do that. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.